for the beat of our Abba. We do come to magnify the excellency of that wonderful name of Yahweh. We thank you for this Shabbat gathering, as you have afforded us this opportunity with readiness of mind and preparation that we may enter into the bayit of our Abba. That we may come before your presence with offerings of thanksgivings, accolades of worship unto you, as we consider all that you have done for us, even on the past 6 days, as you have watched over your people here and those that are under the sound of this broadcast today. You have preserved them from the powers of darkness. You have kept your breath alive in them. And so you bring us to this time of great celebration, that we may acknowledge you and all things, and esteem the power, the magnificence of your precious, wonderful name. We call upon that name of Yahweh because of the true witness of Yahshua HaMashiach that dwells in our Levim. We call that name because there is no other name given under the Shemayams whereby we can and must be saved. It is in that most powerful name of the Most High, Yah, that we express the fullness of your power and your beauty, your excellence, that we call you Yahweh. We express that verbally. We do it with great delight that you have placed that Ruah in the house of Yisrael to cry out unto you, to acknowledge that all things are done by the excellence of your power. And so we ask you today in Yahshua's mighty name, for we receive that true witness of HaMashiach, that you will touch us all, deliver us from the very cloaks that cause our minds to be caught up into captivity, whereby the power of your Ruah does not create the liberty that we are free from every circumstance, every situation of man that caused the mind to be complex, difficult to deal with the minute scenarios in life. As we look upon our lives on these past few days, we consider every obstacle and every trial which was so small and cannot be compared to the great honor and the great uplifting we shall have. We stand in the presence of our Abba. So we thank you, Yahweh, in Yahshua, that you have called us that we can be faithful in this testimony of the power of your deliverance and the power of your quickening, as you make us alive by the power of the spoken word today. Those that will hear, we pray for every home that is represented and everyone that will listen to this message today, that they will be uplifted and strengthened in the inward parts. We do bind every power of hell. We do bind the spirit of carnality that resists the profoundness of the Torah, revelation of Almighty Yahweh. We come against it. We speak by the unction of utterance by the Ruah of Yahweh. We shall not, we will not, Almighty Yahweh, capitulate or try to make alterations in your doctrine to appease a small fragment of people or even to please ourselves. We will hold fast the tenets, the principles, the ordinance of Almighty Yah. Help us all today. Strengthen us as we pray for the shalom of Jerusalem. We pray for the house of true Israel, the people of Yah scattered throughout every nation of the world. We pray for them, that you bring us all together in the unity of the Ruah of Yahshua. For every word that he spoke, it was from the bosom of our Abba. For he is the living power of your truth. We bless you for that. We thank you. We will not try to reason in our own natural carnal ability, because there are things that our natural mind will reject. It cannot comprehend. It cannot resolve it within the context of our natural thinking. So I pray today that the mighty mind of Yahshua HaMashiach will fill everyone that hears this message today at whatever you are, that their mind may be enlightened, their love will be open to retain, to hold fast, and to secure the power of your image in their love. We bless you today. We thank you for your wondrous blessings, for life in our beings, for the activity of our limbs, for our ears to hear and our eyes to see, and above all, the patience to wait for thy kingdom to come. We say unto you, our Abba, let your kingdom come, be established upon the earth, whereby the shalom of Yahweh shall reign supreme, and your government, which has no end, shall be established. We shall rejoice in that hope. We shall wait patiently for that hope. And we will do it in the mighty, wonderful, precious promises and hope. Yahshua, the Lamb of Yahweh. We bless you today. And we praise you. We love you and we thank you. We, the Yahweh, for all that you have done. Now we invoke the power of your Ruah, your Kodash, Ruah in the midst. You will fill us all with understanding, that we may, Shema, understand the sensitivity of your truth, and that it may be real in us all. We ask you for that in your sure mighty name. And all of his people cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. But with great endurance and patience, able to endure the afflictions, the trials of this time, the latter times that we are in, we shall wait patiently without murmuring or complaining. Very thankful for all that you have done, we shall wait upon you, Almighty Yah. You are the Most High. We shall wait upon the promises that were made alive in the hope of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. So we ask you this Shabbat to strengthen us all by the power of your truth. Your word may be alive in us, that it may come alive with the witness of your Ruah when it is spoken. You pray for everyone that is listening today, whoever they are. Touch them in Yahshua's mighty name. Give us all the ability to perceive, to understand, and to hear what Yahweh speaks unto his Bayat. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. And all the people cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shabbat Shalom. Yahweh's Shalom rests upon you. Yahweh blesses you. You may be seated. What a magnificent time that we are in. And I certainly do give all the yada to Yahweh for the time, the dispensation that he has brought us to reveal the profoundness, and that is the stable power of his doctrine. We must understand the doctrine, the doctrines of Yahweh. They are based upon his firmness and his reliabilities. And not only that, but his steadfastness and his truth. And every word that he speaks is the truth. We have today this proliferation of doctrines that have their origins from the powers of darkness. We do understand that Shatan in the Garden of Eden, he was the most subtle, the most craftiest of all of Yahweh's creation. He understood the power of manipulation of words. He understood the power of words because he was there when this magnificent creation that is called man evolved from the dust of the earth. Yahweh began to speak the words of perfection as he created this being. And in the power of that creation, that being, man, had the ability to dialogue with Almighty Yahweh. And from the beginning, he established his emeth, his truth, his doctrine, his firmness, that he was reliable, his steadfastness, his continuous faithfulness. He established that with man. And the doctrine and doctrines of Yahweh have never changed. What we have today is the subtleties of the doctrines of devils and powers of darkness that are established today. And as I said to you all sometime last week or in the last message, that I will begin a teaching and I would pray that Yahweh gives unto me that methodical approach that I may take my time to edify each descriptive superlative, that we may understand what Yahweh is trying to convey unto us. We are a generation that lack understanding. We lack the understanding of Almighty Yahweh. This is a generation and a people that is always endeavoring to acquire a certain amount of wisdom. Wisdom has no practical power without understanding of that wisdom. And so we need the experiences of Yahweh to understand what he actually requests of us, commands of us, and he demands us to do it. For he is the Most High, and he created us all. We have seen the subtlety of the doctrines of darkness. And they have come by the very form of the sadisticness or seductions of the powers of darkness. And they are established, they are strengthened in the earth today. And there's a reason why they all have come about. There's a reason why that there is a great strength to these doctrines. And there is a reason in Scripture to show us where they are all based upon and the tenets of these doctrines, the principles, the powers that be that operate in these doctrines. So we must understand the doctrine, the Likha of Almighty Yah. It is firm. It is steadfast. It instructs us. It shows and teaches us his tenets and his principles. We must have the principles of Almighty Yahweh to understand what He expects of us. If we do not understand the tenets of Almighty Yah, then how can we fully do what He commands us to do? And the reason we do not understand it in its total form is because there are subtle powers of darkness that have crept in to destroy the very power and the strength, the reliability of the doctrines of Almighty Yahweh. It shall never be. Because in the true seed of Israel, they will know, and only the true seed of Israel. Today I want to begin to establish the doctrines of Jotan and the doctrines of Almighty Yahweh. The tenets, where it evolved from, how it evolved, what is the strength of these doctrines, and how does a doctrine or these doctrines captivate, overpower a people that do not understand the very principles of Almighty Yahweh. The doctrines of darkness. They're very powerful institutions. And they're very strong. They have great power to rule over the masses of the world. In every form of religion today, it has evolved from the doctrine of devils and not the doctrine of Almighty Yah. And we must understand and differentiate which is of Yahweh and which is of darkness. We must understand. We go back to the Bereshit. He was the most subtle. He was the most craftiest of all creatures. He had the ability to speak with words that were very soothing. He had the ability to articulate and to expound upon things that were based in principle of truth, in principle of truth, in principle of truth, but it was not the totality of truth. We must do all that Yahweh commands us to do. We cannot do it with a partial approach. We cannot reject certain aspects of doctrine, but we must capitulate to all that He commands us to do. That is why He has imparted unto Israel the true power of His Ruah. He has given us His Ruah that it will bring alive only the true word that He has spoken unto Israel, and that which is written in their law. Shaul, a man of great experience, he understood the very things that would transpire in his time and after his departing. And he writes unto Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, I do want to begin reading. We must understand, brothers and sisters, that the doctrines of Yahweh, they establish the ecclesiastical or the ethical power of His truth. They are principles that His doctrine establishes. He tells us to remember the Shabbat. And He gives us all the ordinances of the Shabbat as to what things we can do, what we cannot do, and how to bring great honor unto Him on the day that He has set apart, that He may be recognized in everything that we do. He tells us not to take His name in vain. Those that do so will not be held guiltless. He warns us how to deal with our neighbors, our brothers, how to love them, not to covet, nor to be an adulterous man in the activities of another's home. So He warns us and He teaches us in His doctrines. Shaul speaks unto Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4. He said, at the present, my son, or now, in this present tense, now, the Ruah speaketh, or speaks expressively, verbally, the Ruah of Yahweh speaks, that in the latter times, some shall depart from The imuna, the faith of Omariya. Now listen to this. Giving heed, acknowledging, giving reverence, participating, giving heed to seducing spirits. Do we understand what a seductive spirit does? It causes one to err, to wander away, and to go a staggering. This is a staggering generation. It vacillates between one doctrine to the other. It vacillates between one opinion to the other. Whichever one is most pleasing to the individual. So he warns us implicitly that there will be those that will depart from the imuna of Yahweh and given credence and reverence unto seductive powers of darkness. And they will become captivated with those powers that they will stagger at the truth of Almighty Yah. They will denounce the power of Almighty Yahweh's truth. And these seductive forces of hell, they come to cause one to stagger in their opinion concerning the truth of Yahweh. This is a people and a generation that has no steadfastness. There is no sureness in this generation. There is no firmness of principles in this generation. One does as one's carnal mind teaches them, or their corrupt evil ways instruct them. Now, I want to deal with that for a moment, that spirit of seductiveness. He said, now, they will take heed. They will give all reverence unto these powers that cause them to err, that cause them to wander or wander in their minds or turn away from the truth of Yahweh. Now, this generation is giving heed to that. It's taking great delight in that. So they will give great heed to these spirits of seductiveness. And they will begin to stagger at the promises of Almighty Yahweh. They will begin to stagger. Abraham did not stagger at the promises of Almighty Yahweh. But he counted him faithful because he had spoken a living word unto Abraham. And he did not stagger. Now this generation is intoxicated with their defiled dreaming and their seared conscience that is far removed from any principle of righteousness. So there is no firm foundational law in them, and so they have nothing to lay hold to at all. A drunk man is always in the natural looking for something that he can grab hold to when he is inebriated. Because he stumbles, he falls, he's looking for something that is sure, something that he can have confidence in, that he will not fall in his continuous walking. But this generation has nothing to hold fast onto. There will be a time whereby they will be given over unto powers that seduce them. Now, I want to clarify that somewhat. I want you to hold that scripture in 1 Timothy. And hear what scripture says in Yehuda, Jude, chapter 1, verse 8. Now, this is what scripture tells us. Jude, chapter 1, verse 8. Given heed. Now, when someone gives heed to a thing, it is one giving attentiveness to that thing. They give special attention. They give time. They give energy and strength unto it. It says in Jude 1:8, Yehuda, likewise, Yahweh is dealing with these vile, seductive, deplorable seducers. And he gives us a description of their attitude and their personality. He tells us, he warns us of them. Shaul writes, he says, likewise, also these filthy dreamers, one that is beguiled or seduced by their own sensual interest and their own sensual desire. You find yourself dreaming things that are very sensual, that only caters to your flesh, that you're looking for something for your flesh. It is a filthy dreamer. And so the doctrine of darkness today to tell you to dream today. Yahweh tells us to have hope in the assurance of the principles and foundation that is already laid. So we have this mindset today that is all about carnality. It is all about flesh. It is a filthy dreamer. These filthy dreamers, beguilers, they beguile their own sensuality with images in their minds. They defile the flesh. They despise, they hate the government of Yahweh. They despise the mitzvot of Yahweh, the Torah of Yahweh. They despise the disciplines of Yahshua HaMashiach. So that they despise dominion. They despise the authority of Yahweh to instruct them in His principles. It is like a child despising the instruction of their parent or parents. They despise the dominion or the authority that one possessed to instruct them. Now the mindset of this generation, it is that makeup. That is the makeup of this generation. They are filthy dreamers. It is a sensual driving of their carnal mind that drives them constantly. They dream of things that are outlandish and things that have no reality. We find this in these cauldrons of whoredom today. They will tell the people whatever you can think of. Make your dream higher than the Shemayim. Yahweh says they are sensual dreamers. They are vile. They are filthy. These are sensual dreams. It beguiles them. It removes them away from the principles of Yahweh. They are being seduced by their own sensuality and their own corruptness. They are being seduced. Now we're dealing with seducing spirits. One thinks that there is one out there roaming around to seduce them. Certainly it is. But Yahweh tells us that of this kind of carnal mindset, this kind of filthy dreaming, it is the kind of mindset that beguiles us, seduces us away from the principles of Almighty Yahweh. They are filthy dreamers, defile the flesh, despise dominion, and they speak evil of dignities. They speak evil of the things that belong to Yahweh. The principles of Yahweh, they speak evil against those things. They speak evil against the Torah. They speak evil against the Shabbat. They speak evil about a life that is kodash, set apart unto the reverence of Yahweh. They speak evil against those kinds of things. It is a generation that anything today that is set apart for the use of Yahweh, they will speak vehemently with great detestation against that thing because it confronts the very vileness and the seductive evil in their own lives. Now the doctrines of hell, they will placate those things. And we will see as we go farther into this simple approach to understand what Yahweh instructs His people to do. What He instructs us to do, the things that are based upon His firmness. He is sure of as to who He is. You're not sure as to who you are, but He is certain as to who He is. If you deny Him, He will still not deny Himself. If you resist Him, He knows who He is. So it makes no difference at all as to what our perception of Him is. He has given unto us and conveyed unto us the reality of who He is and what He is and His purpose for you as well. And we are not going to go outside of the paradigm of the doctrine of Yahweh, the principles, the examples that He has established, and establish your old doctrine that is based upon your filthy dreaming, your beguiling of your carnal mind, the seductiveness of your evil ways, and to establish it as a principle of a tenet of Yahweh's doctrine. He is not going to allow you to do that. His doctrine has not changed from Bereshit. From the beginning when He established man in the garden, His doctrine has not changed. And that is to obey Him and all that He commands us. So He gives us instructions as what to do, and we must obey them. They have not changed because of time. There's not been an evolution of the doctrines of Yahweh because of man's ability to think and the excellence of his intellectual capacity. That has not changed the doctrine of Yahweh. They are steadfast, they are sure, because it is the representation of who He is. He is truth. That is why HaMashiach, everything He spoke was from the Abba. Because the words He had heard, He spoke them because they were all words of truth. They could not be intermixed with the natural thinking of the Yodims or the Hebrews because of emotions and feelings or circumstances. They had to be based upon who He is. And every doctrine that He gives unto us is based upon whom He is. We know that our natural man, the carnal man, is enmity against the Torah. It is enmity against Yahweh. It cannot receive the Torah truth. It cannot receive the things of Yahweh. So if a doctrine is based upon the satisfaction and the rousing of our natural man, we know that it is not of Yahweh. We know it is not based upon the principles of Almighty Yah. For the first thing He said unto Adam, you may eat of all, but that one you may not. And the woman, because of her natural carnal thinking, she began to reason. And so when we began to reason, we began to find all kinds of doctrines. You have a little small group of people like us. We began to reason. We began to put our own input in. You will have splinter groups. You will have those, I believe this, I believe that. And it's not based upon the very sight of all things. Everything must be based upon the Bereshit of all things. And all doctrine, we can find it in the Bereshit, the beginning of all things. So this power of seductiveness, the seducing power of darkness, it is induced on into the mind of man because of our own filthy dreaming. Now He speaks in the 9th verse concerning Michael, not bringing a rail of accusations against Shaitan. But He says in the 10th verse of Yehuda, 1 and 10. He said, but they speak evil of those things which they know not. Now this is a generation that knows very little about the Torah and the Tanakh. And they speak evil of it. There's a spirit of Ra, the deity Ra, coming out of them, and they speak evil. This Egyptian power, that's all it is, the deity Ra, the god Ra, and they speak evil of the things that they know not of. If there is no understanding of Torah, they began to speak evil. Well, I don't see any reason of that. Well, because you begin to reason with your own natural carnal mind. It is not the mind of HaMashiach, because the mind of HaMashiach, did He destroy the works of the Nabis, the prophets? He did not destroy that, did He? Did He destroy the Torah? So the mind of HaMashiach that we all must relax, let it be in us, it will not speak evil of the Torah. Even if it does not understand the tenets or the principles of Torah, it will not begin with this outlandish mindset to speak evil against it. So these filthy seducers today, they speak evil against the Torah. They speak evil against the principles of Yahweh. They speak evil against the works of Yahweh. They speak evil against those things that, not that they know them, they don't even know them. They speak evil of His name because they don't know it. They speak evil against those things that they know not, But what they know naturally, what they know carnally, it is a carnal perception. He says they speak naturally as brute beasts. That's how they speak, as a brute beast. Just like a cow bellowing. They speak as brute beasts, and those things they corrupt. Do you hear me? They corrupt themselves. They literally corrupt themselves because they speak evil of those things that they do not even know. They speak against those things that they should not speak against. They despise Yahweh's principles governing them. This is the generation. I say to all you that sit here, you young ones as well, I will tell you this. You despise instructions. You are a fool, regardless to who you are. You despise someone instructing or informing you. You are a fool. And a fool you shall reap your own folly. I say to you young ones that think that you're old enough and you are speaking in the foolishness of your flesh. You're not going to do that and get by at all. You're not going to speak any kind of way to your parent or parents and think that you're going to get by, because it's not going to happen. Yahweh tells us to obey them that are over us in the Hamashiach. Obey our parents. Those that instruct us, those that can teach us principles and disciplines that we can take in any aspect of life. When you reject that, when you reject those doctrines, you open up a cauldron of darkness in your mindset. You open up your heart for every kind of seductive, vile thing there is. And you find them doing every kind of insidious thing there is to do. Every kind of wickedness, they will perform it. So you're not going to get by. You may think you're going to get by, but you're not. And we that are the children of Yah, as we deal with those that are older, those that have the power to instruct, that is how we deal with Yahweh. Our attitude toward one another is how we deal with Yahweh. And so how you deal with one another, it is just how you convey unto Yahweh what He actually means unto you. Because there is no true sense of His doctrine in you. He tells us in His doctrine to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Does He tell you that? And He means what He says. Did He lie? No, He did not lie. He did not, because you don't know how to love, because you do not know how to interact with one another. That is why you speak the way you speak, with no honor at all. Period. So this expression of these deplorable seducers, they are filthy dreamers. They despise Yahweh's dominion. They speak evil of the things that belong to Yahweh. They speak evil of those things that they do not even know. But what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. It is a natural carnal knowledge that corrupts them. Because the natural mind, it is enmity against Torah. When a man is natural, he will not receive Torah. When sons or daughters are walking in their own natural proclivity, which way they want to walk, they will reject any kind of instructions. You will see a hardness to them, to the expression. You will see a rebelliousness to them. You will see that. And you sense the very same thing among the people of Almighty Yahweh. Because we do not want to capitulate. We do not want to impel the power of this carnality that loves to dream filthy things. Not things that pertain unto the kingdom power. Our thoughts and our energies are not given over unto that. It is about insignificant carnal things that will not strengthen us all in the walk of Almighty Yahweh. It is what we can ascertain, what we can gain to satisfy some component of our flesh for the moment of time. And it drives you into these slave doctrines that causes your mind and your entire being to be given over unto the powers of hell that seduce you by doctrine, whereby there is no desire to serve Yahweh. None at all.
He has given us principles that we can know how to worship Him. We will know how to serve Him. We will know how to honor Him. And it is not a carnal way. It's beyond the realm of the flesh. It's beyond the ability of the flesh to contain us. But there is an explosion outside of the natural power of man. Can you tell me how He resurrected HaMashiach? Do you know how He did that? Who knows how He did that? I know how He did it. By the power of His spoken word. He said on the third day and He shall get up. It was not by some mythical, magical formula. It is just what He said. Was that a dynamic power of His truth? Was that a dynamic power of His truth? If that was a dynamic power of His truth, then His doctrine, or His doctrine, so, shows of the dynamic system of Almighty Yahweh. Until we began to understand the power of His doctrine, we will never grasp the greatness and the power of Almighty Yahweh. He will be this fictitious image. He will be this thing that we dream up in our minds. He will be this thought that we have some kind of little play with. He's greater than that. You can't even find Him in those things. He's beyond those activities. That is why, in order for us to understand Him, He must give us principles to know who He is, to understand. That is like a young man and a young woman being betrothed. And he thinks or believes because they talk, they understand each other. And all of a sudden, when they are joined together as spouse, all of a sudden these little nuances that he didn't see about her or she saw about him, they began to creep up. And they will say, I thought I knew you. Well, they were trying to impress each other with their best side. Well, Yahweh has shown to us His great side. He showed us everything about Him. He did not leave us any doubt at all that we will have any doubt as to who He is. What He has done is excellent. What He has established is excellent. His doctrines are excellent doctrines. In them we found the power of life. HaMashiach is the source. He is the living power of the doctrines of Almighty Yahweh. If you reject that testimony because He lived it, He walked it, He obeyed it, and by the same doctrine He was resurrected. Because every word of Yahweh is full of life. It is a spiritual word. It is beyond the natural mind of man. That's why man is drunk today. He's staggering. He's vacillating between doctrines and religions because he doesn't possess the power of the living source of the Word of Yahweh. He's trying to ration the Word of Yahweh in a carnal mind that hates Almighty Yah. He can never understand that. And so when he doesn't understand, he began to speak evil of it. He began to detest it and say, I don't think we have to do this. I don't believe it. It's that way. He began to speak evil of those things. He began to despise it vehemently. Have you ever been in a position like that? There was a doctrine or a discipline, and doctrine will discipline you. Doctrine will chastise you. Doctrine will instruct you. Doctrine will make you right. And someone spoke a doctrine or a certain Torah, a law of a certain situation, and you resisted that. And when you began to resist it, you began to walk in this extreme anger. I'm quite sure none of you all experienced that. I'm quite sure that you in your religiosity, you never experienced that. You that someone has said something to you, you knew it was right. But because you began to reason in your natural mind, you began to oppose that. You began to fight against it. You began to resist it. And then you began to take it a little farther than that. You began to think horrendous things about the one. You began to have these evil thoughts in your mind. Don't tell me, don't sit here in the vileness of your filthy dream and your hypocrisy and tell me you have not be captivated by the power of that. Oh, sit here, self-righteous on me. Yahweh knows our lev. He knows what's in us. That's why He speaks those things to show us how you have corrupted your own self by your own filthy dreaming, your own sensual beguiling, because you did not apply the principles of the doctrine of Almighty Yahweh. It's your own filthy dreaming that has defiled you. It's the one that fouls your sons and your daughters. It is their own filthy, foul dreaming. You can't blame someone else for that. It is their own filthy dreaming. It is their own vile dreaming and their own sensual burning passion. They don't have compassion. They just have passion for something that is vile and filthy. That's all it is, because they cannot receive the law of their mother. They will not receive the principles of their mother. And I warn every last one of you little rebellious, hard-headed ones, there's a price you're going to pay too. And I tell you that whether you receive it or not makes me no difference at all, because I don't give a nickel's worth of rat's dung. That's the truth. You walk with Yahweh, you walk with me. You reject Him, I reject you, period. And you are not going to get by. I don't care what your parents think, how you feel about your little corrupt son or daughter. It makes no difference at all unless they are in the way. And Scripture talks about that. There are ways that bring about these seductive powers that by doctrines. It's in the book. You don't have time for it because you're too busy filthy dreaming. You're too busy corrupting yourselves. You're too busy carrying out the activities of your carnal flesh. These are doctrines of hell. These are not the doctrines of Yahweh. The doctrine of Yahweh causes one to come before the presence of Yah with great delight and great rejoicing. Very little of that today. Come with great expectations before Yahweh that He will assure them of the power of His Ruah, that you are certainly a son of Almighty Yahweh. So they're not getting by. Your sons, your daughters, your husbands, your wives, you're not getting by. We must walk in the principles of the doctrine of Almighty Yahweh. And I will say this to you all. There are very few that are going into the kingdom. So it does not surprise me what they do, what they have heard, how they turn. Do you think that Shaitan, he was before the power of the living word? Was he not? Was he not? You think Yahweh just came alive in the Bereshit? He has always been. And Shaitan knew by the power of that word that he came in to the power of existence. He was the covering of Yahweh. He was the chief cherubim of Almighty Yahweh. Did he resist the truth? Was he a liar? Did he abode in the truth? Did he abide in the truth? And so the doctrines of darkness will not be based upon the Sadiq, the principles of truth of Almighty Yahweh. They will not be based upon that. The strength of those doctrines are not in truth. The strength of those doctrines, it begins with a seductiveness. It causes your mind to become stagnated with drunkenness. And you began to wander to and fro. You try to play the role of a spiritual person. And then you try to play the role of a carnal one. You want to try to satisfy the things of the spirit. And then you want to try to satisfy the things of the flesh. It cannot be so. HaMashiach was impaled on that stake that he may destroy every aberration, every desire of the flesh. That we will have that mind. And that mind has one purpose, and that is to please Almighty Yahweh. And he cannot come here and walk the earth in some kind of deluded form of doctrines. He had to have sure doctrines. He had to have firm doctrines. He had to have stable doctrines. He had to have principles that will last throughout eternity and will never be evoked. And yet the doctrines of Shaitan, they're always changing. It's a process of evolution. I was noticing today, and I will do some research on it, the things that are overtaking these four houses today. I did a little research the other day. It is the mimes. They're having these mimes to play out these parts. That is the thing that is fascinating them all today. It is ritual, Greek, satanic religious forms. Do you all hear me? Everything today, they're dancing. Every whole house today, they have their steps. They have the dancing, and everyone is doing mimes in these whole houses. The little girls are wearing these tight-fitting things that the presence of their breasts and their anatomy, that's what they're doing. All of them, they're doing that. It is not based upon the principles of Yahweh. What I've been able to find is based upon a principle of deception and darkness. But that's what they all are doing. That's another message. And I will get to that message one day. What I want us to understand, that there are principles, there are doctrines of darkness that cause the mind of man to become very estranged and removed away from the principles and the doctrines of Almighty Yahweh. And it comes by the power of the seductiveness of your own dreams and your own carnal desire. It comes by the power of this adulterous idolatry in the land today. To give a man the freedom to go which way he wants to worship any way he wants to. It is of the power, it is of the birth of Jezebel. That is the strength of all seductiveness, the power of Jezebel. Turn quickly to Gilead now. I'll read from Scripture. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 20. Yahweh says, now I want you to understand notwithstanding. Do you all hear that? If Yahweh has a controversy with me, I want to find out what it is. He said, notwithstanding, I have a few things against you. One is more than enough. But Yahweh says, I have a few things against you. First of all, because you suffer that woman, that Jezebel, that Jezebel, who call herself a prophetess, to teach and to do what? To seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things that are sacrificed or offered unto these deities, these gods. Now that is the spirit today that is seducing the masses of the people. Now the spirit, it established doctrines in all forms of the doctrines of darkness. Shaul had to warn them at the beginning. He had experienced that thing in the assembly of Ephesus. He wrote about it in Cilicia. What would take place after his departing, he told them exactly what was going to happen. And so you allow this Jezebel spirit of seductiveness to creep in and to seduce, he did not say the Gentiles, but my servants, my people, they have been seduced. Is that what it says? He said, my servants, they have been seduced to commit this spiritual, unclean, perverted act today. This hypocrisy. This religiosity, they're great pretenders, but they're not walking in the principles of my doctrine. They say they love me with their lips, but their love is far from me. They pretend to be right. They pretend, and yet upon their beds they lie, on their beds, and they dialogue with that carnal spirit of their mind. I remove them away from me. And causes you to hate, to despise, to reject. That's where most of it is done, on your bed at night. When you have that little moment to rest your mind. When all those spirits began to speak to you. That's where the thoughts began to multiply there. And that is the truth. Instead of us repenting and not allowing the sun to go down upon us, we're soothed by those things. We're seduced by them. We find ourselves into our deep sleep, far away from Almighty Yahweh. Far away from Him. So this vile thing, this Jezebel, she has seduced my servant to commit fornication, to eat things that are sacrificed or offered unto the idols, unto the idolatry worship. And they're doing that today. They're doing that in their pagan festivities, in their pagan rituals and their Xmas and their Estars and all of their pagan activities of reveling. They're doing that. They're sacrificing unto the powers of hell. They're giving unto false pseudo gods and false pseudo deities. They reject the very doctrines of Yahweh. They reject His mitzvah, where He warns us, you're not going into the kingdom following some principle that has been laid out by your own dreams. I don't think that's right, Pastor Roberts. That's all right. Makes no difference whether you think it's right or not. The word of Yahweh is sure. Now, how are you going to know what's right when you have no time to spend with Him? How do you know whether I'm speaking what's right? If these words that are written in the book, you have not coursed them in some time. How do you even know? How do you even know what's right when you don't even give your mind over to any kind of discipline? That's what doctrine does. It disciplines us. It shapes us, our thinking, our action, our deeds. And that is the thing that the enemy draws you away from more than anything, doesn't he? He doesn't draw you away from sacrificing to the idol of your belly. Our minds wonder more about what we're going to eat, what we're going to fill our belly with, than what it is that pleases Yahweh. Do we not? We worry about more how to satisfy the creature than the Creator. That's where our mind is all the time. It's not about the things of Almighty Yahweh. So we spend this enormous amount of time that remove us away from doctrine. Worrying about this idolatry. That's all it is, idolatry. It is all I do what I try. Idolatry. When one does what one perceives is right. And their own filthy dreams, they try to carry out those things. Who's seducing you? No one but your own vile nature. You have corrupted yourself so you don't even know you're corrupted. And the doctrine of Yahweh does never corrupt one. It will never corrupt you. It will bring you to the light of the truth. And in that truth, it will show you what things are necessary, what things must be changed, and what things have to be changed. The doctrines today, there's no change. They tell you, come as you are. No, when you come to Yahweh, He's going to clean you up, and that will be a transformation. That will be a change. You're not coming to Yahweh as a Jezebel and you're going to stay looking like a Jezebel. You're not coming to Yahweh looking like an effeminate man and stay looking like an effeminate man. It's not so. Yahweh hates an effeminate man. He hates that spirit. We think an effeminate man is a punkish man who twists his wrist and do that. An effeminate man has no character of the law of Almighty Yahweh. He has removed himself from the principles of Almighty Yahweh, from the doctrine of Almighty Yahweh, and he tried to walk this little soft, effeminate way. Because these things I can't do, it is too much. That's an effeminate man. You find them gayish today. Because they have no principle of doctrine. You don't even see it in their character, no strength, no vivaciousness at all. None whatsoever. They're effeminate men, they're effeminate. Not because they flop their wrists, because of the spirit that's in them. It's amazing because the women today, most surveys, they say they like men that are effeminate. They like men that are soft. They don't want men with calluses in their hand. They don't want that today. They want men that are soft. That's the desire. Soft men. Removing them away from the strength of a man that Yahweh ordained for man to be. Yes, when man sinned, it was not the man that sinned, it was the woman that was taken in transgression. And Yahweh says to the man, he did it willfully. And what he said to the man, he said, because of that, I'm going to make you plow the field so that your mind will be given. It's nothing like being out there in the field when you're there. And all of a sudden, the very thought and your mind is concentrated on Yahweh. He said, I'm going to give you that so that you will have time for nothing else. 8 hours to do that. 8 hours for sleep and rest, and 8 hours to reverence me. That's what he did. He divided the day of man up. He knew what he was doing. So you will have time for nothing but me, and you will serve me, and you give a space of time to me. And everything you do, you will know how to appreciate me. But the doctrines of darkness today that seduce man, doctrines, they will be given heed to seducing spirits. Heed to given attention to spirits that seduce them, giving thought, giving reverence unto those things that actually remove them away from Almighty Yah and His truth. You have never done that, have you? We have never done that. That have never been practiced here. You tell me that there's ever been a spirit that seduced you away from the very principles of Yah. When He tells you what to do, when Yahweh instructs you how to deal with a brother or sister or any situation, and you allow yourself because of your filthy dream to be removed away from that, don't tell me you have not been seduced that way. Yahweh warns us now that we may be established in the truth. It is time out that we continue to vacillate like little children. It is time out that we cannot even eat the strong meat of Yahweh. It is time out that we must be fed milk and continue to be breastfed. It needs to come a time when we can eat the strong things of Yahweh. We're just like little children. Impetus in our ways. We cannot stand anything that directly attacks us. And everything that Yahweh says, attack every scintilla of your will. Everything He speaks shows how vile you are. His doctrine shows and reproves and uncover every kind of subtle vile thing of your heart. We don't want that today. We want milk. Almost anything you drink, milk. Everything likes milk. But everything doesn't eat meat. It takes a little different mechanism to chew meat. It does. And so it takes a different kind of a spirit to eat the meat of Yahweh. And everything that Yahweh speaks, every doctrine He speaks to us, it brings our flesh and the will of our carnal, filthy dreaming into subjection. It brings our will, it annihilates our will, and bring into focus not my will, but your will be done. Yes. Not my purpose in this life, but your purpose. Well, I want to do my purpose. When you're dead, what purpose is that anyway? You think you're not going to die? Go out there to those graves out there. Have you seen any of them to get up? Your whole purpose in life, and the grave, the dead know of nothing, you will know nothing. And if this is not the profound truth, I will run, I will seek with all of mine left until I find it. And of course, we're not seeking with all of our love. We're not seeking with 50% or 10%. We're giving Him nothing. I know what Scripture says, if a man seek with all of his love, he shall find. If you seek, if you actually inquire, if you study the Scripture, I'm not worried about the carnal writings and the philosophical reasoning. I'm not worried about those things. I read enough, I've heard enough, I read enough, I understand what their principles are based upon. And yet they must all go back to the very sight of Yahweh. Every one of their principles, they must go back. And so with Yahweh, He gives us doctrine. It takes a strong man to understand. It is one thing about a soldier and a warrior. A warrior's training is different than a soldier. A warrior go beyond the expectation. A warrior lays down his life. A warrior is not worried about his life. A soldier is worried about whether he has potato chips. He's worried about whether he has clean socks on. A warrior doesn't worry about socks. A warrior doesn't worry about his physical care. A warrior worry about those things that appertain unto the kingdom. And a man that is a warrior with the sword of Yahweh's truth, he is concerned about the principles of Yahweh's doctrine. He's not concerned about the natural principles. Because they're always changing. They're always changing. The doctrine of man, you don't hear that today. We are a generation that we have no ability to hear. We're a generation that our time is spent so fruitless. It's sad. You hear that all the time. I'm quite sure you've heard this. That we have to change because the young people are changing. Because of this, I will not change one principle of Yahweh for one hound of hell. Look at who it is. Has Yahweh changed? Does He ever change? Will He change? Is He the same today? Is He the same yesterday? Is He the same forevermore? Is He the power of His truth? Is He the Word? Was the Word made flesh? So the world never changed. The Word never changed. The doctrine never changed. The doctrine of Yahweh never changed. And so what they're doing today, they're changing their doctrines to even draw people in today. They're doing things to make sure people will come. They're doing things to open the door wider and wider. Yahweh's way is a straight, refined way. His doctrine is straight and refined. So these powers of seductiveness will seduce you. Can I show you something in Scripture? What seduces you more than anything? It says in Mishlei, Proverbs 12:26. Now this is not for you here, is it? It says this. And I want to get back to 1 Timothy. But I want to read this. Because I believe that that is important to understand the power of seductiveness. It says in Mishle, chapter 12, verse 26, the righteous, the tzaddik, is more excellent than his neighbor. You hear that? But the way of the wicked seduce them. Is it someone else's way that seduces us? If one is wicked, what is one that is wicked when they turn their heart away from Torah? But the way of the wicked seduce them. A filthy dreamer corrupts himself. And it is one's own wickedness that seduces he or she. The righteous man, the tzaddik man, he is more excellent than his neighbor. He is. His principles are excellent. His Torah is excellent. His ways are excellent. But the way of the wicked, when a man turns a deaf ear to Yahweh, that is what seduced him. That is why his heart is open unto every seductive spirit there is. And he is easily seduced and drawn away into the snare of hell. And he has no way of getting out. It is the way of the wicked, the ways of the wicked that seduce him. Your thoughts at times, listen. You thought of things that were so wicked, you knew they were egregious, you knew that they were wrong, and yet you gave them power to be contemplated in your heart and your love. You gave them strength as you gave more credence unto it, and you found yourself removed away from the principles of Yahweh's doctrine, doing things that you knew were not of Yahweh. That you shunned the truth of Yahweh to satisfy a corrupt, vile, sadistic, evil thing that did not produce nothing at all in you. The doctrines of Yahweh will discipline you. It discipline every aspect of our lives. How to eat, how to sleep, how to walk, how to take care of ourselves. He deals with everything. He knows the frame of man. He knows what we are made of. And he teaches us in his Tanakh, his Torah, everything that is needed for our lives. And HaMashiach brings unto us the life and the power of his doctrine. And we allow his Ruah to fill us. That everything that he speaks to us will make us a lively tree. That we bear fruit in due season. We are continuously producing fruit. You look at the gardens around here, the sun has really just overtaken the gardens, has it not? You know what the sun does to fruit, don't you? You know what it does to it? You know why you don't want to get too much sun? You want to get the right amount? You know why? You know what it does? Well, it makes it ripe faster. That's what the sun does. It just speeds up the process of making it ripen. So when you pick things, the first thing you want to do is take the heat out of it. Do you understand what ripening is? It's a process of always rotting. The thing is, it's just getting rotten. Every day it rots a little more. If you leave a fruit out for 4 or 5 days, will it rot? Will it rot in the refrigerator? Okay, thank you. So that's what the heat does. It causes a decaying. That's what it does, it causes a decaying. And that's what the S-U-N of righteousness, the Son of Righteousness, Yahweh, Yahshua, when he shines upon our life, he will show us. You will either have fruit or you won't have no fruit. And sometimes we'll rise up in the heat of our own indignation, our own wickedness. The doctrines of Yahweh discipline us and brings us into the presence of Almighty Yahweh. The doctrines of today, whether they're Christianity, Islam, or whatever, Judaism, it does not bring us to the presence of Almighty Yahweh. And that is the truth. It does not bring us to that presence of him to please him in all things. These powers today, as Shaul says, they seduce us. But the doctrine of Yahweh gives us insight. It is his teaching. It is Yahweh's instruction to us. And the doctrines of hell, they are every bit as formidable against the doctrine of Yahweh as the doctrines of Yahweh are against the seducing spirits of hell. Go back to Timothy, 1 Timothy 4. The Ruach speak expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the Emunah, giving heed to seducing spirits. They're giving their mind and their attention over unto that, and to doctrines. Is that plural there? And to doctrines of devils. Giving heed unto doctrines, disciplines and principles, teachings, instructions, persuasions of devils. Now, if there are doctrines of devils, we must understand what the doctrines are based upon. We must understand the principles and the tenets of those doctrines. They will depart from the faith, the Emunah of Yahweh. Giving heed, they will give their minds to be persuaded. When one gives heed, they are persuaded. One is captivated. They will be persuaded by seducing spirits. These filthy dreamers have dreamed of all kinds of doctrines. There are all kinds of doctrines today. The doctrines are based upon worshiping the creature more than the Creator. You got what we call the Hebrew Israelites that are the dark skin. They worship the creature more than the Creator. You got the Caucasian ones. They call themselves Hebrew Israelites. And they give more credence unto their white skin or their black skin more than they do the teachings of Almighty Yahweh. And everything is based upon the complex of their skin character. These are not doctrines of Almighty Yahweh. They give more credence unto their nationality instead of unto what the word of Yahweh says. And you find them proliferating throughout this nation and around the world. I will show you where the principles of those doctrines derive from. We're going to find this thing out. I believe if Yahweh tells us that there are doctrines of devils, we need to find out what those doctrines are. You do not have to go outside of Scripture to find out what those doctrines are. You do not have to look into their philosophical books. You do not have to look into their programs and their historical readings. You look into the book. And this book will show you, it will identify the doctrines. It will show you the tenets of the doctrines. It will show you what the composition, what they are made up of. It will show you how they arrived into the assembly of the truth. Hebrew Israelites, it will show you all those things in the book that you possess in your hand. Because of our filthy dreaming and our seductiveness by the power of our own corruption, we are seduced by our own corruption. Our minds are seared from Yahweh. He is not in our thoughts. He is not the principle of our everyday activity. He is not the principal factor. He is not the one that guides us. It is not His truth that calls our lives to be intrigued and to be enlightened. It is not that. It is our own filthy dreaming. And we began to speak against the things of Almighty Yah. Say, I don't see why we have to do this. I don't see why we have to live this way. I don't see why we have to do things this way. Did He call Israel out? Were they filthy dreamers there in Egypt? Was Lot, was he a Sadiq, a righteous man? Was he vexed every day with what the filthy conversation, the lifestyles of those that were in Sodom and Gomorrah? Did Yahweh intend to bring him out? Did He bring him out? Did He have a doctrine there? How could He base their filthiness upon something unless He had a doctrine? Unless He had Torah, unless He had principles. And He knew that their lifestyles were based upon filthy dreaming. He knew that. Not based upon the principles of Almighty Yah. This is a generation that has no pure heart for the things of Yahweh. Very few. Very few. And we certainly do not want Yahweh to identify us. He said they will be given heed over unto doctrines of devils. They will give attentive measures unto these doctrines. And these doctrines are proliferating today. We must have some insight. We must understand the principles of these doctrines. We must see what Scripture says and how these doctrines originated. What is the origin of these doctrines? It all began, brothers and sisters, with this elusiveness of our own mind, because the mind of HaMashiach is always upon the principles of Yahweh. Think about you, not someone next to you, not the one you think that you are more righteous than. I'm talking about you. And where your mind, or the energy of your mind, where is it spent, or what things do your mind gravitate upon? You're entertained by what kind of dreaming do you dream of? Or is it based upon the discipline of doctrine that Yahweh has given us to give us the right balance that is needed in this wicked, vile, perverted world? Why is it that we are so easily persuaded, we're so easily given over unto, or we give great credence unto those things that are based upon nothing but flesh identity? Why is it that our minds are not gravitating or take a stronghold on the doctrines of Almighty Yahweh, and we hold them fast as great treasures in our land? Why is it? It's a generation of filthy dreamers. Their doctrines of seductiveness, that you even teach your own self certain doctrines that seduces you away from the principles of Almighty Yahweh. You impart things into your sons and your daughters that are not based upon the principles of Almighty Yah. Parents will always tell their children, if a child has something they don't want other children to play with, they'll say, no, you can't, or don't let no one play with that. That's not what Scripture tells us. We should esteem others more highly. The doctrine of Yahweh, you consider others more highly, esteem them than you do yourself. But from the beginning, we teach them the principles of iniquity. We don't teach them the principles of Almighty Yahweh. And there's not one parent in here is not guilty of that principle. You can sit in your hypocrisy and say, I've never done it, but you're guilty of that one. You watch out for that one, like your child was not born and shaped in iniquity, that his mind or her mind has not been given over unto iniquitous ways, but because of your filthy corruption and your own seductiveness, you established a demonic power of a doctrine in your own home because it's not based upon the principles of Yah. Yah's principles say, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Would you tell yourself that? So your doctrines are based upon the origin of hell, of darkness. It's not based upon what Yahweh says. And Yahweh confronts us all with that today. We think we're going into the kingdom. We think we're going to receive the fullness of His assurance. Not so. Not so at all. Because we think very highly of ourselves. We think very highly of those that are attached to us. Others we don't think highly of. We don't consider them. What religiosity among the people of Almighty Yahweh. What hypocrisy. We are some of the most false people upon the face of the earth. And that's the truth. You take this young kid. He's not a young kid. He's 30 years old. Of course, you all have heard of it. He won the Tour de France, the Yolandas. He was from a Mennonite family that lives in Pennsylvania. And I read a statement what he said. This is what he said. And when he said this, I said, look at this pervert, because I want to say this. Now his parents, although they taught him principles and doctrines that had some balance to Scripture, not based totally upon Scripture.